AO4NUE. Chad, you got that antenna up yet?
I took the antenna man and, the wire man there in Landrum and picked it up. And, right now I'm just kind of dealing with what it's going to take to get it up. But I'm going to do it, but it just hit me like a brick what's got to happen. So it is what it is.
I heard y'all talking about it earlier today. I can usually listen while I'm working. I just can't talk. It's hard for me to use one hand and do something else with the other. I ain't that coordinated.
Been on two issues today. My place up there in Liberty, I'm trying to get a crossband repeater set up so I can deal with what I need to do with the handy talkie. So that was half the morning, and then the other half is I'm still working on trying to figure out how I'm going to get this thing up to 30 feet without killing myself.
Put it up in a tree?
I'm thinking, Russell, can I mount this thing in an inverted V or what?
That part is going to be beyond me. I have not dove into HF yet. I've looked at it. I'm interested in it. But I know nothing about it thus far.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have two points to tie this thing off with. And, which means I'll need to set up two towers, I guess, to get it suspended correctly.
Supposed to be set up in an inverted V, or is it supposed to be set up in a T pattern?
Instructions, it looks like a T pattern, and that just gonna mean, you know, I gotta get two ends of it straightened out.
And so it needs to be what, 35 feet in the air?
It's 30 feet. Because the way the ladder line comes off of it, it can't touch the ground, it can't touch anything conductive. So my major issue is this big steel building I got here. I gotta figure out a way to get it away from this steel building somehow, and I don't exactly know what I'm gonna do about that yet.
I'm gonna ask a dumb question because I just don't know. Do the ends of the antenna support the center, or do you have to support the center of it and then run the ends out and attach them?
The paperwork I got with it is it's deployed in a T configuration with there's some insulators on each end of the wire. Looks like there's a PVC tree holder in between where the ladder line, the feed line, goes into the radiating elements, and that will have to be supported too. So, yeah, basically three. I'm thinking I can get away with two, but I don't know. I probably need to try to support that. That's a pretty stiff wire on there, but I'm saying that's eventually going to cause me some problems if I don't figure out some way to support it.
I was thinking it put a lot of stress on that center connector. So if you could get it up 30 feet, and if you had two trees out away from it, that you could throw a line up in and pull your ends up to them to get them up horizontal, would that work? I mean, if you got access to some trees and stuff that you can use?
And I got 30 acres of trees out here. I got it. I just trying to work through that in my head.
All right, so if you had some type of center support, let's just say, for instance, you had an old telephone pole laying around that you could put a pulley on it, and run the center section up to the top, and then if you got a throw line that you can throw through the tree limbs and get it to drop down and pull it over, you could hoist those end lines up and tie them off, and you'd have you set up then.
I got a phone call.